Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
God has different names and different titles. So in the Bible, you have names like Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord our healer. We have names like Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. We have Jehovah Chicken, which means the Lord our righteousness, and so many names like that. Hallelujah. But you know, in modern times, because of languages, different languages, we have different names of God coming up and made popular. One of the names of God that we know is the name Omema, which means the God who does good. Hallelujah. How many can say that God does good to you and he's been good to you in so many ways? So there's a song like that that I want us to pick up. Omema, the God who does good. So do this with me. Omema, you always on time. You can do no wrong. Omema, you leave the 99. Always for again. Omema, you always on time. You can do no wrong. Omema, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. In the 99, give me the intro. Come on, now put your hands together like this. You really move. So lift the music up again. Yeah. I know he loves me.
I know he loves me. I know he cares. Whenever I call, he always is right there. In times of trouble, he is my help. Yeah, I know no fear. I know he'll be right there. Hey, he really does what he says he will do. My God really.
amen and amen. Father, I want to thank you this morning. We're just taking a little time to say thank you for how good you are to us. Your name is Omema, the God who is good. We've tested of you, and we've been able to prove time and again that God is good. And this morning we've gathered here in your presence, we've gathered in your name, and we are privileged to be here. And now as we get into your word, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will speak to us. We pray that you grant us understanding, grant us the ability to apply your word to our lives. Help us, oh God, to benefit from what we're going to hear today and bear fruits that bring glory unto you. I commit myself into your hands. Use me this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. God bless you, and you may be seated. Hallelujah. So I want to welcome you all to church. I mean, you've already been welcomed, but I think that I want to do it again. Thank you very much for being here at the Restoration Center of the Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family. We are honored to have you. And can I see by wave of hands those who are here for the very first time? Today is your first time here. Can I see by show of hand? All right. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, wave at me. Wave at me. I really want to see. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for honoring our invitation to come. And I believe and trust that God is going to speak to us in a very powerful way. Now, this morning, you know, there was something else, there was a message I was going to share, and I'm struggling with it, just been waiting for the prompting of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, on what to share with you. But I think we're going to do this, and I'm going to share with you a sermon with a very curious title. The title of the sermon is Beauty and the Beast. And it's not a Nigerian movie. Beauty and the Beast. All right. So turn your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 5. And we're reading from verse number 6. From the New Living Translation. We're going to read three verses there, from verse 6 to verse 8. The Bible says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners, mighty to save. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. You know, I started reading when I was very young, and I enjoyed reading, particularly storybooks. Fortunately, I grew up in a home where there were a lot of books, and so I buried myself in them and read. Only mirage, Jesus. Oh, one chef, oh, only mirage, Jesus. Greater love has no man than this love. Jesus Christ. Lay down his life. for us all. Your father may love you, and your mother may love you, but none will die for you. But the love of Jesus, the love, sweet love of beauty, the love of Jesus surpasses all. And this morning, wherever you are, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to say, Pastor, thank you for sharing this story about Beauty and the Beast with me. I didn't used to understand what happened, but now I understand. Now I know and I'm convinced that God really loves me. And that is why Jesus, Beauty, came to die for me. And this morning, I want to give him my heart. I want to give him my life. In return for all that he has done for me. Just as the beast, after he was changed back, married Beauty, I want to have a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus, who gave his all for me. Pastor, can you please pray with me? Yes, I can pray with you. And wherever you are, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, maybe you are even watching me online. I can't see you, but God can see you. And it makes no difference where you are this material moment. God is able to touch you right there where you are. You also can receive Jesus into your heart. And if you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, wherever you are, can you lift up your right hand? And I'm going to pray with you wherever you are. You want to receive him as your Lord and your Savior. Lift up your hand very clearly for me to see. God bless you. Don't worry about what anybody thinks or what anybody feels. It is between you and your God. Lift up that hand very, very clearly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You may even be here, but you realize that you've slipped away from God so much so that there is barely any relationship with him. Today you can recommit your life and rededicate your life to him. If you want to do that, please lift up your hand as well and join these hands that are lifted. God bless you. I see your hands. I see your hands. God bless you. God bless you. And now, if you've lifted up your hand, I'm going to pray a simple prayer with you. I'm not going to ask you to step forward. You just stay right where you are. And I'm going to say the prayer, and I want you to repeat them after me. But please make this prayer your own words unto the Lord. And let everybody join in to encourage our brethren. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, this morning I come to you just as I am. Oh God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to come die for me and to save me from my sin, to change me from the beast into something beautiful. Today, I accept the gift of Jesus, the gift of love, and the gift of life. I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. For the rest of my life, I will serve him. I will follow him. I will live for him. I rededicate my life to him. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. From today, I am a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Let everybody say, amen. Would you like to put your hands together for Jesus? God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.